Listen to Ben and Rita talking about school uniforms and circle true or false.
Have you heard the latest news? Mrs. Morris wants to introduce school uniforms at our school.
Not a bad idea.
What? Are you crazy? I wouldn't like them at all. Imagine wearing the same stuff every day. Boring blue trousers, a boring white shirt, and a boring blue tie.
As long as there aren't any grey trousers.
How dull. Everyone would look the same. I definitely want to wear the clothes I like. Uniforms would limit our personal freedom, and I'm keen on the latest fashion. I still remember that awful, dull school uniform in brown and yellow with two short skirts when we visited our partner school last year. What a horrible sight. I still cringe when I think back.
But one good thing about school uniforms is that you may avoid class differences. There wouldn't be any showing off with the designer clothes any longer. All pupils would look neat and tidy. No tall jeans, no vulgar slogans on t-shirts, no designer clothes. And Mr. May could sleep better at night because there wouldn't be any revealing t-shirts and dresses for the girls, and no more ultra mini skirts and trousers.
Are you old-fashioned and small-minded?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to find some positive aspects for school uniforms. By the way, uniforms are cheaper for the parents because there is no fashion race anymore. And if the uniforms are of good quality, it's better and healthier than all that plastic stuff some pupils wear. And I'm sure that you agree that jogging pants aren't suitable for a classroom.
But even Mrs. Carey, our gym teacher, wears them.
That's a silly argument. I'm sure pupils could concentrate better on their work. No need for you to look at girls any longer. They would all look the same.
Boring again. And I bet school uniforms will be rather uncomfortable. And in winter they'd be too cold. And in summer, too hot.
As I said before, the quality is important. And of course we would have winter and summer uniforms. But I can tell you, most kids will be against them.
You're right. Imagine poor Angie having to take off her hippie clothes and remove the flowers from her hair. She'll have a heart attack. And poor Rick's life will be over when he can't wear his black goth stuff and no necklaces and wristbands with skulls for him any longer. What a terrible catastrophe.
Don't get so worked up. Don't worry. It'll take a long time until uniforms are really introduced at our school. And then we will all be out of school, that's for sure.